AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Opponents of Missouri's new congressional map have submitted thousands of signatures calling for a statewide referendum on it. Jennifer King has a report.
Organizers delivered the boxes in U-Haul trucks to election officials in Jefferson City. Richard Von Glahn is the executive director of People Not Politicians.
Missourians are exercising their constitutional right to a referendum against the House Bill 1, the gerrymander passed by our legislature this last September. We are turning in over 305,000 signatures gathered by over 2,000 volunteers from every single county in the state of Missouri.
If the signatures hold up, the referendum could create a significant obstacle for Republicans who hope the new districts will help them win a currently Democratic-held seat in the Kansas City area in the November election. Chuck Hatfield is an attorney for the referendum organizers.
A federal judge denied the secretary's request to enjoin or stop this process of turning in signatures.
He says it will take a while for county clerks to sort through and verify all of the signatures. I'm Jennifer King.
The Senate's heading toward dueling partisan votes on health care this week. Republicans say they've united around a plan that would allow COVID-era health care subsidies to expire and would replace them with new savings accounts. President Trump.
I love the idea of money going directly to the people, not to the insurance companies, going directly to the people. It could be in the health savings account. It could be a number of different ways. And the people go out and buy their own insurance, which can be really much better, health insurance, health care.
A Democratic bill would extend the Affordable Care Act tax credits for 3 years. Neither has the bipartisan support needed for passage. And a federal judge has granted the Justice Department's request to publicly release grand jury transcripts from Ghislaine Maxwell's sex trafficking case. This is AP News. AP sources bringing us sports news. Kyle Schwarber staying with the Phillies on a $150 million five-year contract. And the Indianapolis Colts have signed 44-year-old Philip Rivers after losing starting quarterback Daniel Jones for the season and an injury to backup Riley Leonard. And Gethin Kulbaugh reports.
Without further ado, the winner of this year's Heisman Trophy is
Notre Dame running back Jeremiah Love, Indiana quarterback Fernando Mendoza, Vanderbilt quarterback Diego Pavia, and Ohio State quarterback Julian Sayin are the finalists for the Heisman Trophy given to the top player in college football. The Heisman Trophy Trust announced this year's four finalists Monday night. They are invited to New York for the award presentation Saturday night. Mendoza and Sayin lead teams ranked numbers 1 and 2 in the college football playoffs 12-team bracket. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
There's more news and the latest developments at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thank you for listening.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.